Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord.
May we say it like this, Lord, much obliged. We appreciate everything you've done.
Yes.
Hold our hand through the storm and through the rain. Oh.
Oh, God, my soul.
Ultra awesome. There more, no words can describe how we appreciate you and love you. We remember some of the things that you've done for others, Lord. How you blessed when the moonlights and the all the ice and dikes were coming against your people.
Yes.
Oh my God, and you confused even their language. God set up ambushes against the ones who were trying to attack your people and set your people free.
Yes.
I remember reading about over 400 years ago how your people were in bondage, actually over 400 years, and you delivered them out of bondage, sent a deliverer to help them. And God, here we are in America on the brink of destruction. We're asking you to send someone to help us. We're in trouble. This nation has drifted to Sodom and Gomorrah. We need you, Lord. We need your help. Please.
Oh, Lord.
Help your people everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
Thanks, God. Don't let the saints be destroyed with destruction of the world. Abraham prayed that prayer. And said, if you find 50, will you spare the city? You said yes. Went all the way down to 10. Will you spare? You said yes, God. There are at least 10 saints on this line. Will you spare?
Oh, God, help us.
Nation. In the name of Jesus. Help us. Anointing to destroy every yoke. Bless everywhere. Look on the people on the front line. Help them heal their bodies.
Yes.
Save their loved ones.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Lift every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load.
Okay.
Give obedience for the people to believe you even on a new level. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We appreciate you. We glory in you. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your power.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you,
Lord. We salute
Lord.
You this morning, Lord. As our hero. We don't take the heroes on television. On the programs on TV. No.
Yes.
You are our hero. No man, no woman like American Idol heroes. No. They just can sing. But God, you can shape a world. Hurl the sun into space and call the light day and the darkness night. Nobody can do what you can do.
Nobody.
You're a hero, and we thank you for it. Now bless us today. We'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises, all name will belong to you. Thank you for all things. Give us awesome miracles.
Thank you.
This is a miracle line, and you made it that. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. Thank you for your anointing.
Thank you
for how you blessed on the youth prayer line on last week. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John.
Good morning. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Line dedicated to giving God praise. And we're praying to God, asking him for blessings and for his help.
Yes.
He is so ultra, ultra awesome. We want to thank him for what he's done and for what he's doing. What a great, great, great day. And nice weather here in Kansas. Amen. And we thank him, unusual weather. Thank him so much for what he's done. Yeah, God, just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank God for all of you on the front line, for all the newcomers.
Thank you.
This is your first time on the front line. Amen. We want to ask you to take a moment and say hello. Anybody? You have to jump in there. You can't wait. I'm inviting you now. If you're a first-comer, first-timer, you can say hello to the front line. Is there anybody? Jump in there and say hello. It's your first time on the front line. Anyone? All right, God bless you. I want to thank all of you for being obedient, many of you, and for getting someone and calling them and telling them, I'm going to wake you up in the morning as I get on the front line, and I'm going to call you and say, it's time. You gave them the number already, and you helped them get on the front line. I've had many to do that. Thank you for obeying. The Holy Ghost gave us those instructions at the beginning of the year. I want to thank you, Mother Willie Johnson, for following those instructions, and Sister Geraldine Garnett, for Dr. Pfeiffer, and Sister Juanita Scroggins has followed those instructions. Thank all of you. Dr. Patricia Stern has brought so many. Amen. And Dr. Pfeiffer, too. Thank you. So many who, Elaine Castile, and so many have done that. Sister Lucille, thank you. And Mother Britt, always super. Thank all of you for doing that. Of course, Mother Edley Johnson, my 94-year-old mother. We do thank God, all of you, for your help on the prayer line here. Elder Strada, God bless you, Pastor Strada. Amen. I do honor all of our assistants, Pastor Kevin Strada, Pastor Williams. Amen. Elder Coates, and thank God for Elder Davis. And so many times we have from Oklahoma, Brother Lawson. Amen. For all of you, to all the bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, and all of you who love the Lord, who are coming on the line, thank God for all of you, and Dr. Pfeiffer and Dr. Stern, and of course, Prophetess Stitz, and our special assistant, I can't forget her. Thank God for Deaconess Gina Hodges. Last but not least, the one and only Lady Betty Johnson. Amen. Lady Betty. Amen. What a blessing. All of you. What a blessing. Thank God for you. Let's go to the prayer line today. My, my, my. And I want to get some praise reports. Anybody? Well, before I do that, come on, Pastor Strada, identify GMAP, and then Ambassador Hagen, identify the blog line, and we're ready to move. The line is open to you. Pastor Strada, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
We can.
God bless you all. Thank God for you. We appreciate the opportunity. I am Pastor Kevin Strada, honoring God for Dr. Johnson this morning and Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all of the saints here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. I am Pastor Kevin Strada from Pure Faith Outreach Ministries under the apostolic covering of course, our pastor and bishop, Loving Arms Outreach Ministries, Bishop Michael L. Hargett. We thank God for the opportunity here on the GMAP Broadcast Network. We honor God for allowing us this opportunity to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We thank God for each and every one of you tuning in, your love, care, concern, and support, and we want to encourage you to stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one.com. We are the number one faith-based, motivational, and inspirational broadcast network. Stop by, be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. God bless each and every one of you. turn it back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
Amen. And Ambassador Hagan, you, Pastor Strong.
Oh, did you see my email? I just sent you.
Hagan, if you're on the line.
Okay.
Yes, God bless you. Good morning. I'm Dr. Johnson. Lady
Good morning.
Mother Johnson, and to everyone, all of our listeners, I am Ambassador Hagan, and we are thankful to be able to broadcast from the NPA Radio Network. You can reach us directly into the studio by calling 347-934-0207. We are a product of the Blog Talk Radio, and we can be heard all over the world. Right now, we are understand the stats came in. We have over more than 40 million listeners all around the world. So we're glad to be able to broadcast with the First Fruits. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much. God bless all of you. I want to welcome everybody from different foreign countries who are listening. May I take the opportunity, like the priest, Melchizedek, God honored what he said. I'm asking him to honor this that I'm saying now. That something good is going to happen to you before this day is out. Grab it and you shall see it happen. Amen, in Jesus' name. Don't forget our motto on this line is great and marvelous things. Let me say it like, yeah, what happened to you in 2014. In other words, let me say it like God gave it to me. Blessings like you've never seen in 2014. Blessings like you've never seen in 2014. Now, I want you to look for the Lord to bless you, expect Him to bless you. But you've got to understand that don't be a selfish person, that you only want the blessings and you don't want to give out blessings. God is not like that. Yeah, you give Him His praise and honor and expect a blessing from the Lord. Amen. He will bless you. He will help you. And He will be there when you need Him. I want to just say to you, don't forget to use your blessed oil. I've been using it, and it's nothing about what Bernard Johnson did. It's what the Holy Ghost did. The Holy Ghost moved in the oil across the country. I've used it many times. My granddaughter, as he was coughing, so much it to me. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and woke me up and said, go get the blessed oil. I went and got it and took it and anointed her chest and anointed her little forehead. And every time I've done that, the anointing of the Holy Ghost dropped on her and the coughing stopped. And she slept the rest of the night. I want to tell you, God is using it. I've had other people to even take it to work with them and put it in their office. And the people who were acting unseemly, like managers who were acting mean and things like that, when they sat down in the chair where the anointing was, they stopped all of the meanness. I'm telling you, use your oil. Amen. Whatever you have, it will bless you. It will stop anything. Because, see, I asked the Lord not only to heal sick bodies,
in your free reverse mortgage guide and
heal every situation that can be healed. Amen. And the Lord has been healing. All right. God bless you. We'll get some praise reports today. What are the praise reports? They're testimonies. Perhaps you grew up in a society where they said testimony service is open to you and you can give your testimony. Praise reports are basically the same thing. They just give praise unto God. So they used to say, don't get up and testify. Just get up and testify. Amen.
Okay.
Up and come on the line. While I'm talking right now, you ought to be getting your praise report together. You should have it together when you came on the line today. God's been mighty good to you, and for you not to say nothing for Him, and that's what I call ludicrous. He's been so good to you, and you not saying nothing? Amen. That's not good. It's not a good thing at all. Say nothing and do nothing? Yeah, that's not good. It's ludicrous. He's been too good to you. Amen. So if God has been good to you, we'll go open the line Do I have any assistance who want to get that? If so, jump in there
God
right now.
God bless you. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother
morning
Johnson, and the first group, Dr. Pfeiffer. And I will get the praise reports this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Praise God. Thanking God for what he's done for me. Thanking God for the youth prayer line on last night, how the teaching went forth and the anointing went forth. Thank God for the anointing and the power in the, of the Holy Ghost. And we're just praising God all day and all night for what he's doing in our lives.
Let me interrupt a moment, Dr. Pfeiffer. I appreciate
it. God bless you. Go ahead.
I've got to do one thing before we get those praise reports. I want to get that teaching on the Holy Ghost from Mother Johnson this morning. Thank
Amen.
You so much for reminding me. Mother Johnson, are you there?
I'm here.
Amen. I'm so sorry, Mom. Amen. Please forgive me. But would you go ahead with those with your teaching on the Holy Ghost, and then we'll do that a little later, get those praise reports, okay? The line is open to you, Mother Johnson. We're going to do a tag team today, if you don't mind. I'm the type of person, I don't really believe in when somebody preaches coming behind them and giving comments on what they preach on. But I'm going to do a tag team on you today, so I'm letting you know we're both going to talk about the Holy Ghost a little bit. Go ahead. Amen. Ladies first.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and to the whole entire
conference recording started.
Prayer line. Oh, I'm just praising God. I want to give honor to God this morning because he's first in my life and has been so good to me and blessed me and taken good care of me and woke me up last night, give me a good night's rest, woke me up this morning on time for the prayer line. I said, Lord, I thank you. I was wide awake when Dr. Johnson called me. I just praise God. But, oh, I tell you, it's nothing better than the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Ghost got more sense than any of us. And I just thank God for the leading and the guidance and how the Lord fixed it so the Holy Ghost can lead us and guide us into all truth. I just love the Lord this morning and thanking God because the Holy Ghost is getting out, I hope, all over the world, the teaching of the Holy Ghost all over the world. Because for so long, we don't hear about the Holy Ghost no more. But that's a He-Man, and God knows he is our leader and our guide, and he teaches us how to live. Teaches us how don't go there and don't do that. And I thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I thank God. But we know that we got to get everything in us. Let's not lack the Lord before he'll come in. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if we don't lay aside every weight and the sin, which there so easily beset us, and ask God to come in and keep us humble before him, that's what we got to work on ourselves. We that have had the Holy Ghost so many years, and I tell you, it's time that we go back sometime now and repent and ask God to renew us and renew the Holy Ghost in us because we done been in ourselves so long and we can't stand this and can't stand nothing. We don't want nobody to interrupt us. But we need to repent. And so many times we drive folks away because of ourselves in the way. We are our worst enemy. We keep the Holy Ghost out, but we got to get ourselves ready for the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost will not come in until we get rid of everything that's not like God in our life. And when we can lay aside every weight and get rid of all the stuff that's in us, knowing the Holy Ghost is a man that will not come in. And when we have been received the baptism of the Holy Ghost for many years, and we allow ourselves, because she is a missionary, or he's a preacher, or he's a bishop, and he can do this, or she can do that. And, well, I know it's all right for me, because I'm a little somebody. Honey, we got to get all that mess out of us and live for ourselves, because there is no sin going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We got to ask the Lord to forgive us for all of our slackness and all of our words that we can't We just can't take this and can't take that. We don't want nobody to teach us nothing, because now we got everybody going back to school and learning so much. And you don't want nobody to teach you, but you don't know everything. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit makes alive. And we got to lean on the Spirit, let the Spirit of the Lord live in our souls, and the Holy Ghost will come alive in us, because that's what we need. We need to refreshing in the Holy Ghost, because I tell you, we've been so long. Oh, my God, it's been a long time since I heard anyone preach against about the Holy Ghost. But the Lord is standing by, waiting on his people to repent. We need to repent. We have caused so many people to leave the church and go back into the world. But he came all the way from heaven down that souls might be saved, that we might have the right to the tree of life. And I tell you, never stop until you know that the Holy Ghost is spoke for itself. You don't have to speak for the Holy Ghost, because the He-Man, and he speaks for himself. When you lay aside every weight and all the sin and all the slackness in your life, running one another down, don't like this one and don't like that one, the Holy Ghost will not work. He will move on out of your life. But I thank God to have a mind to get rid of everything that's not like the Lord. And when we get rid of everything that's not like the Lord, I tell you, the Holy Ghost is waiting. Because the Jesus said, I'm standing. He said, behold. And when he said, behold, he said, look, I'm standing at the door. I knock. And I'm waiting on you to open the door. And if you'll open the door, I will come in your life. If you'll just open your heart, the door of your heart is what he's talking about. If you'll just open up and want to get rid of all your mess that you've been carrying for many years, talking about one another, running one another down, trying to make somebody feel that this one is not right, or that one. But while you're talking, it shines a light on yourself. I praise God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a teacher, and he'll lead you from earth to glory if you let the Holy Ghost lead you. The Holy Ghost is much alive. He's not dead, my God. I thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And Acts 1:8 says, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Power to keep yourself. Power to live right. Power to walk right. Power to love right. Power to want to see others saved. You don't want to kill nobody. You want everybody to live, because Christ wants them to live. And we want to see people live and see the church fill up. My God, we got to move ourselves out the way and let the Holy Ghost come through. Lord, I've been slack on the way. And I think, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to let this happen. I'm not going to let that happen. But, honey, we got to get out the way and let the Lord lead us and guide us. The Holy Ghost will lead you from earth to glory. And I tell you, it's a wonderful thing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he will come in. And I believe this day, he is just as strong today. And he comes in today just like he did on Pentecost that day. I believe he works the same today as he did on Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come. Oh, praise the Lord. When the Holy Ghost fully came, when they was up in the upper room, because Jesus told his disciples, just don't leave Jerusalem, but stay here and tarry until you be endowed with power from on high. You got to have that power to keep your hands from still being sticky. Sometimes if you don't get that power, your hands will be sticky and you take things that don't belong to you. And I tell you, if you don't watch yourself, if you don't let the Holy Ghost watch you, you tell a lie to say that I'm this, that, and the other. I don't have this and I don't have that. I don't have no money. And you'll put it in other folks' name to tell the world that, so you don't have to pay out nothing. But, honey, God is booking, and he's looking and booking. And he sees you from, oh, my God, he sets high and look low. Somebody said, well, why you can't get this I get this and that and the other. I've been trying to get some help for my daughter taking care of me, but I haven't been able to get that yet. But I tell you, we just help from the family a little bit, and I thank God for that. But I can't tell no lie to get nothing. I told my daughter, I said, I can't lie to get nothing. I'd rather not have it. I'd rather go in my pocket and do what I'm going to do. But, oh, we tell little white lies and to get this, that, and the other. But we going to have to go back and repent of our sins and ask God to forgive us. Because we've been lying for a long time. This is Mother Johnson talking, and I tell you, the Lord's been working on Mother Johnson to teach the Holy Ghost. You'll never get it until you stop lying. You'll never get it until you get rid of your sin. Get rid of all your mess. My God, ask the Lord to come in my life and wash me, Lord. Wash me and clean me up and make me fit for service. And when you get fit for service, the Holy Ghost is waiting, and he'll come over you before you know it. You don't have to be seeking him all the time. But one thing you have to do is watch yourself. I told a young woman Sunday, I want her to watch herself. That's who she's responsible for. We're not responsible for each other, but we're responsible for our lives. And if we watch ourselves, our life will be a light to the world. We'll be the light that sits on a hill that cannot be hidden. We'll be the salt of the earth. My God, we won't be done lost our season. But we need to watch ourselves. And when we watch ourselves, watch what we say through the day. Watch where we go and what we think, how I'm thinking. So we got to get our minds washed up. I believe Romans 12:2 said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Not my mind, but your mind. So I got to work on my own mind, and you work on your mind, and get everything cleaned up. And, honey, the Holy Ghost will sleep in there. And I tell you, overshadow you. I thought I had to fall out in the floor when I got the Holy Ghost, but I watched myself all day long. I didn't want to do nothing that the Spirit of the Lord wasn't pleased. And, oh, praise the Lord, when the Lord filled me, I didn't even get drunk. I wasn't drunk in the Spirit. He just came on me. I wasn't dumb at all. I knew everything he was doing, but he was in control of my life, and he'll be in control of your life. Honey, you see, these folks got to fall out every time they feel the Spirit of the Lord. They won't let go the world. They got something hid back in there. They haven't laid aside everything that's not like God. They're holding on to something, and there's two spirits in that war. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord warned against the spirit of Satan. Satan warned against the Spirit of God. It's time to let go and let God wipe you and make you clean. And if you give up to the Lord and want to get rid of everything that's not like God, the Holy Ghost will come in. I tell you,
thank
he will
you,
come
Jesus.
In with his mighty power. He's an old God all by himself. The Holy Ghost
Hallelujah.
Is just so wonderful. He'll tell you, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't go
thank
there.
You,
don't think like that. Get that out of your mind. And I tell you, if you want to be filled, you got to watch yourself and get old self out the way and let the Lord come.